It is a good thing.
What is the problem with that? Do you know?
It'd be this box over here.
It's Thursday morning, December 22nd, 2011. Thane County Commission, first order of business. It's waiver of penalties and interest. I have three packets in front of me.
Could you fill my coffee cup up?
Yes.
Sheila, are these coming forth from your office?
This one is not.
Will you take the ones that are and tell us, obviously, if it's coming from your office, we would have you tell us that that's a recommendation.
Okay.
Just give me the name.
Thank you. I ran quickly to come down here. Can I go back and get them? You can tell by looking at my eyes, they're not doing too good today. Okay. This one was brought to me from the assessor's office, Lola, that does the transfer of deeds. And they have had a lot of problems with the...
What's the name that's on?
I'm so sorry. John B. Davis. Trustee for Davis Family Trust. It was in the name of Emerald Point, and I'm going to throw this out. The title plant that they have to use to get, it's been down a lot, and they've had problems with. Lona brought me 25 deeds yesterday. That's another issue. Okay.
Well, let me just help you with this. We've been through these. We need to know if it's your recommendation to waive penalties and interest on this particular.
This John B. Davis, per statute 52240, it qualifies. The county had an error. He never got his tax bill or any delinquent notices. And
it's your recommendation that we approve the waiver of penalties and interest.
Yes, sir.
And can you, at the top of that for me, just put A on that sheet, and we'll identify it as Exhibit A. Is that all right?
You got it.
Is that all right? One question, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
Yes, sir.
As we address you with these... for recommendations on these, what I'm going to ask is that you tell us the years, because we had multiple years on some of these things, and I want to know that before I make a decision.
This is the year 2010. The year 2010. And the 2011 bill at first went to Emerald Point 2, and somehow, I don't know exactly who contacted Lona, how she found out, but then she brought it to us, and we changed the name, sent the 2011 to him.
The right one.
But it showed the link for 2010 because Emerald Point didn't.
Okay, this is the right one. I don't know what she...
Is there a motion to approve Exhibit A?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A regarding John B. Davis trustee. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Would you help me out again, Sheila, by labeling the next one as Exhibit B?
Which one do you
And give me the name?
Whatever you want to make it. You make the Exhibit B.
You're showing John Davis as Exhibit A. That's the one you just did.
Yeah, that's one you just did.
Uh-huh. mine's got Turkey Creek on it.
I know the front page does, but that's not correct.
That's not right. It'd be this, I think.
James, give her your glasses.
The glasses ain't the
well,
problem.
The wrong page was attached to the...
Glasses is not the problem.
Okay. I think the next one here would be Exhibit B, and that is Turkey Creek.
Turtle Creek.
Turtle Creek. Turkey? T-U-R-K-E-Y.
She says turkey, but it's turtle.
Okay. Turtle Creek, okay.
Turtle Creek, okay.
And the name on that? Is there an individual's name, or is it?
It's under the name of...
Turtle Creek.
Uh-huh. Just under Turtle Creek.
Michael Pinkley's individual's name, but it says Turtle Creek Apartments, LLC.
Sheila, Turtle Creek, is it your recommendation that this be approved? And what year is it? I think Dan wanted to know.
It is 2010.
Okay.
Real estate. I came in on the tail end of it, and from what I'm told, it meets the qualifications of 5240. If everything I was told is correct, and there's where James needs to chip in, is in 2010 there was an error in the bill, and he was told to not pay it, he'd get it corrected, but the customer didn't get James to...
But excuse me, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
No.
Mm-mm. But this is coming from you, correct? And asking to have the penalties and interest waived? If it's not... We're just wanting to get through these today.
I understand.
We're leaning towards you because you're the one that handles penalties and interest.
Yes. Okay. I told him I could not accept the bill without penalties and interest, and the only people that had the authority to waive the penalties and interest due to a county error was the county commission, and he would have to go to the county commission to write a letter. And he emailed me a copy of the letter he had, you know, sent to the county commission, and then letters that he had contacted over the period of the whole year where he'd been trying to get it corrected from last year on. They were through emails, and he had sent, so based upon on all of the emails, I don't think he should be paying the full 18% plus 7 penalties and interest. He has been trying to get it corrected.
Tell us what your recommendation is, and we're going to offer up a motion in a second. Because, quite frankly, we don't know.
I think that this is one that's been corrected, and he's refusing to pay the correction.
Well, that's not quite right. He tried to give me a check. But it's the penalties and interest. If it had been corrected, like at the first of the year, his penalty and interest would have been 2%, penalties have been 7%. It's grown to be a large amount now. He thought he had to go to BOE because that's what he was told. So they waited till a BOE was appointed. And then
Month that he waited, the interest
grew.
Penalties grew,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. January. He tried in December, and but he didn't have the information. I mean, James told me he would correct, and he would have if he had. But the way I understand is Branson had changed.
The information came about May or June of the following year that he was trying to get. Mm-hmm.
He had the email he had addressed to. I don't have that information here. It's in the computer, but and he was told that. A BOE need to be appointed, the board members need to be appointed, and that wouldn't happen until May. And then when he came to me, I said, if you would have filed under protest, I would have put it in
am I stating this wrong, guys? We're still looking to you for...
Oh.
You give us a recommendation.
I do not think he should be penalized the full 18 plus 7.
How would we word that in the motion? Help me.
What date? James said May's when he came with it. Then if he came with the information, if it was May, then I don't feel it should be any more than the May. May's 10% interest and plus 7.
10%
plus. If you're saying that May is when he brought the information.
I believe that's when he came.
I say the date he brought the information.
So if we worded a well, if we, I don't know how we can approve this abatement and change it.
Here again, we just say no.
The motion.
It's the waiving of penalties and interest. You're correct.
For the date that
so
he brought the
information. So should we waive all penalties and interest after May? Would that make sense?
To me, the motion would be if May is the date mm-hmm. that he would be responsible for penalties and interest as of May 2011, if that's the date mm-hmm. that the information was brought.
Motion?
Motion to waive penalties and interest past the month of May.
Is that what you said?
Of 2011.
Of 2011.
Would you put it, what, May 1st?
May 1st.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to waive penalties and interest after May 1st, 2011. On Exhibit B, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now we have an Exhibit C, Sheila, that you have.
You got
if it did, wasn't specific, that was Exhibit B.
Is that this one?
Correct. That was Exhibit B that we were made.
That was B.
Yeah.
C is Greg and Stephanie Smith. Is that what this? The way I understood the letter that I saw on C, they paid the taxes in September, I believe. They said they sent us a check for the base amount, and we denied it, and that would be true. There was no county error in it.
What year is this?
2010, okay. Real estate. The error was they had a loan, and they paid the loan off, and they said they were used to the bank paying their taxes. If the bill had been sent to a loan company, they would have received a duplicate bill, so they would have known what it was. And the duplicate bill says, if this tax, your original bill has been sent to the taxing service, if they're no longer responsible for your taxes, then you will be responsible. And I think, did she say she didn't? I didn't read though. Did she say she didn't receive that bill? Or
yes, and I would ask that this letter from these folks not be submitted into county record as for someone in the future to read that the assessor didn't take the check, the assessor returned the check, the assessor did all the things that is the collector's duty. The letter is absolutely.
But what all we're dealing with is whether or not we're going to get a recommendation to approve this.
I know.
That's what's going to go in
I do not. It's not a county error. It does not follow 52-240.
There's no action, a denial, or do we need to make a motion?
We need to deny it. And it's Exhibit C? Motion to deny Exhibit C.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny Exhibit C.
And the customer often gets assessor, treasurer, collector mixed up.
As recommended. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Donna, did you bring one more in?
She had it already.
Okay. That's all, isn't it?
I think that's A, B, and C.
That's all that I had, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
James, is that all?
Of those, yes.
Are there more we're going to be considering now?
No, but I was on the agenda for 9 o'clock on my two-year plan.
Actually, we have you at 9:15.
Oh, okay. Great. I can eat breakfast.
You get plenty of time.
All right. That'll work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's see, was glasses what you would want for Christmas?
I've got them in my desk. It's my phone, I've lost. If anybody tries to call me, I'll return it. I don't know what's that.
So Lynn, you have exhibits A and B approved and exhibit C denied?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if we can stand in recess till 9 o'clock. Will that work?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.